Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Tuesday, September 22nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, 27-year-old Mark Anthony Callahan Jr. of Dundee was arrested during the early morning hours of Monday, September 21st, and charged with second-degree murder, possession of a short-barreled shotgun, possession of meth, tampering with physical evidence, and possession of drug paraphernalia. In the fatal shooting of an adult male victim who was staying at the same hotel as Callahan. On Sunday, September 20th, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Emergency Communications Center received 911 calls related to a shooting at the Monticello Hotel. When first responders arrived, they found the victim laying in the parking lot near a parked but running vehicle with several gunshot wounds that appeared to be birdshot. He was taken to the Heart of Florida Hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries. Callahan's criminal history includes 15 prior arrests in Georgia, including several DUIs, two hit and runs, possession of cocaine, fleeing to elude, driving with a void license, aggressive driving, and two probation violations, and 14 prior arrests in Florida, including meth and marijuana possession and petty theft. The Polk County Sheriff's Office Traffic Homicide Unit is conducting an investigation of a fatal hit and run of a pedestrian which occurred Friday, September 18th, 2020, on Reynolds Road between the intersections of Main Street East and Barrington Avenue in Lakeland. According to the evidence and family statements, the victim, 44-year-old Nicole Lynn Williams, left her home Friday night walking to the Reynolds Road Food Mart just south of her residence. Evidence confirms Williams arrived at the store, made a purchase, and then began walking toward her residence at around 9 p.m. Williams never made it home. The Emergency Communications Center received a report of a possible deceased person in a ditch on Reynolds Road on September 19th at about 8:33 a.m. When deputies and Polk Fire Rescue arrived on the scene, Williams was found in a ditch on the east side of Reynolds Road, deceased. Williams was wearing dark clothing. Based on evidence found at the scene, deputies believe Williams was walking northbound with the flow of traffic on Reynolds Road just north of Barrington Avenue when she was struck from behind by what appears to be an older model SUV or pickup truck. The vehicle did not stop following the crash. If anyone has any information regarding the driver, the vehicle, or any information that may be helpful to the investigation, please call Detective Walsh at 863-297-1100. Or to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, or visit heartlandcrimestoppers.com and click Submit a Tip, or you can download the free P3 Tips app on your smartphone or tablet. Aftermath is paying it forward to teachers and educators who go above and beyond to educate, mentor, and connect with their students each and every day. Nominate your teacher or educator and win $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 in grants. To enter, submit a 60-second video or 100-word essay with photos highlighting the qualities that make your teacher or educator awesome and why they deserve to win these grants for their online or in-classroom initiatives. Visit aftermath.com/education-grant to learn more. Your local events. This Thursday, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host their September Lunch and Learn. It's at the Train Depot, 135 East Main Street. For more information and to RSVP, visit hardycc.com. Your job is in Hardy County. Super Matt in Wauchula is looking for a laundry cleaner attendant. No qualifications. Everyone with U.S. work authorization is welcome. Essential Depot is looking for a warehouse and lab support technician. Qualifications include an honesty, trustworthiness, and hard worker. Walmart in Fort Meade is looking for a seasonal warehouse associate. You could find yourself performing a number of different roles related to material handling, such as packing, order filling, loading, and more. But no matter which role you find yourself in, quality assurance, orderliness, and productivity will be expected. You must also be able to lift up to 60 pounds, but know that most freight will weigh less than 30 pounds. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy. Temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is 62%. Heat index is 85. Winds east at 11.5 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.10 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 4:53 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy, isolated showers this afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers early in the evening, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 20%. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows around 70, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Let's go on now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. ag commodity trader and processor Cargill has acquired a soy processing facility in eastern China via a judicial auction, expanding its crushing capacity. According to AgWeb.com, Cargill, the largest privately owned U.S. company, is now among the largest foreign soy producers in China, though its crushing capacity in the country is dwarfed by other Chinese-owned processors. China, the world's top soybean producer, is expected to import a record 99 million tons of the oil seat in the 2020-21 season. A wildfire mitigation bill went before the U.S. Senate subcommittee last Wednesday, and a coalition of Western State Farm Bureau says the measure would help the region address its catastrophic wildfire crisis. 13 State Farm Bureaus and the American Farm Bureau expressed support for the bill, the Emergency Wildfire and Public Safety Act. It would implement projects to manage forests, remove hazardous fuels, and accelerate post-fire restoration and reforestation. Following President Trump's approval to include up to an additional $1 billion in the Farmers to Families Food Box program, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the USDA has also approved those funds in contracts to support America's producers and communities in need through the program. Last week, USDA reached a milestone of having distributed more than 90 million boxes in support of American farmers and families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. This is the third round of purchases.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water. They actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Can agriculture help struggling military veterans? John Jackson thinks so. He's a retired Army Airborne Ranger who served 6 combat tours. He now helps other veterans suffering from acute crisis by inviting them to spend time at Comfort Farms in Milledgeville, Georgia.
We grow amazing pork. We have rabbits. We have chickens and duck. And I partner with dairy farms out in Eatonton to provide our beef. And we specialize in all heirloom and heritage products. And so we engage with our communities to buy wholesome food. And our veterans come in and they help with that process while they're here. And it's a really beautiful thing, both a symbiotic relationship between vets helping the community and the community helping the vets.
That symbiotic relationship provides high quality local food and a place for veterans to go when they need it most.
Most programs are designed for chronic situations that are at total failure. But how do you stop your veterans from committing suicide? How do you stop your veterans from being homeless and being displaced? And that's what Comfort Farms offers as well. So we have a lot of veterans who come here and become part of the Comfort Farms community as an active place to work their issues out without falling into deep despair.
Support Comfort Farms at www.stagvetsinc.org.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.
And now for the business news, stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News Business Brief, I'm Jeremy House. After a record-setting July, the housing market still shows no sign of cooling off. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes rose 2.4% to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 6 million units. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says many mid-sized U.S. businesses are now able to borrow from banks, suggesting the need for a Fed lending program designed to serve struggling mid-sized businesses has waned. Most Americans view the nation's economic situation as bleak, but a rising percentage also sees signs of stability 6 weeks before Election Day. A new poll from the APNORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows 60% of Americans describe the national economy as poor, and 40% deem it good. And the British government on Monday won over some domestic political opponents of its plan to breach part of the Brexit divorce deal. With business, I'm Jeremy House.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Las Vegas Raiders win their first game in their new hometown. Derek Carr threw for 3 touchdown passes. Raiders rally from an early 10-point deficit to beat the Saints 34-24. Drew Brees had 1 touchdown and 1 pick. Al Davis's widow, Carol Davis, got the honor to light the ceremonial torch in honor of her late husband before the game. Her son, Mark, who runs the team, did not attend, as he has said he won't come until fans are allowed at the new stadium. Stanley Cup Finals knotted at a game apiece after the Tampa Bay Lightning rediscovered their power play touch, beating the Dallas Stars 3-2 last night. Birthdays today, former Dodgers manager Hall of Famer Tommy Lasorda is 93. 5 years ago today, Yankee legend and Hall of Famer Yogi Berra passed away at the age of 90. And 10 years ago today, South African Ernie Els elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame. This is SRN Sports. The Athletics clinched their first AL West title since 2013, thanks to the Houston Astros losing to the Mariners last night 6-1. That ends the Astros' 3-year reign as division champions. The A's become the first team in the majors to lock up a division crown in this pandemic-shortened season. They'll be home for the best-of-3 playoff series beginning September 29th. Oakland did not play yesterday before opening an interleague series at Dodger Stadium later today. At least 3 NFL coaches cited for violating the NFL rules that they wear face coverings on the sidelines. Denver's Vic Fangio, San Francisco's Kyle Shanahan, and Seattle's Pete Carroll fined along with their teams. More fines could be coming as several other coaches violated the league's rules requiring coaches to wear coverings over their mouths and noses at all times. Players are exempt. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: most accidents begin with the words, "Hey y'all, watch this." Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.